KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, the Boys State Golf Championships concluded over the weekend. Saturday, the second and final round of the tournaments were held. Let's run down some of those results for you. In Class 1A, East Buchanan won the team title with a 620 team score. Nottoway Valley placed third. They shot 648, while Griswold had a two-day total of 671, and that was good for fifth place. Individually, Chris Cooksley of East Buchanan was the medalist. He shot a two-day total of 143. Jacob Reynolds of Griswold placing sixth overall, 151, his two-day total. James Reynolds of Griswold placing eighth overall, shooting a 153. Also, Jackson Lamb of Nottoway Valley shot a 157 total, good for 10th place. Sam Marnin of Nottoway Valley placed 14th, shooting a 159. Wes Davis of Nottoway Valley placed 21st. Spencer Lamb of Nottoway Valley was tied for 21st. Brandon Herrig of Griswold was 44th. Sam Dankert of Griswold, 45th. Marty Pelzer of Griswold also placing 45th overall in that tournament Saturday. In Class 2A, Panorama won the team title. They were the state champs with a 604 total. Kemper Catholic placing third, shooting 614. Logan Schwenefus of South Winneshiek was the individual medalist, shooting a 139 two-day total. Ryan Photo of Kemper Catholic was third overall, shooting a 143. His teammate Jared Tigges also hit the top 10 at number 10, shooting a 152 total. Also in Class 3A, it was Webster City winning the team title. They shot a 614 two-day total. Atlantic posted a 643 for the 2 days, good for fifth place overall. Clayton Larson of West Delaware, the individual champion, he shot a 140 for medalist honors. Kyle Nelson led Atlantic with a two-day total of 157. Jake Olson of Atlantic was 21st overall, carding a 161. Nate Gifford of Atlantic, a 162 for 22nd place, tying in with Kobe Rhodes of Glenwood, who also shot a 162. Also for Atlantic, Ben Reno was 34th at 169. Zach Stork, 38th overall at 170. Matt Gearhart placed 47th overall, posting a 173 score for the 2 days. Also on Saturday in boys' sub-state finals in soccer, in Class 1A, Underwood defeated Tri-Center 2-0. It was Kemper Catholic punching their ticket to the state meet with a 2-1 win over Unity Christian. In 2A sub-state finals, it was Bishop Heelan Catholic over Denison in overtime by a score of 3-2. Also in high school softball over the weekend, on Saturday, Atlantic at Exiro EHK was postponed due to weather. Bedford beat Clarinda 6-4. Clarinda over St. Albert 13-1. Bedford beat St. Albert 9-8. Also at the winner's set tourney, I-35 beat Nottoway Valley 6-1. ADM over Harlan 11-2. In the Bishop Heelan Catholic tournament, it was Lewis Central beating Lamars 5-1. Lewis Central downing Abe Lincoln 5-0. Sioux Center beat Abraham Lincoln 7-1. Bishop Heelan Catholic over Charter Oak Ute 4-1. Charter Oak Ute beat Lawton Bronson 10-5. At the Maple Valley tournament, it was Logan Magnolia winning twice over West Monona 9-0. And Loma defeated Maple Valley 11-0. Also in high school baseball action on Saturday from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Shenandoah a 15-0 winner over Sydney. Lewis Central downs Johnston 5-3. Boone beat Lewis Central 7-5. St. Albert over Logan Magnolia 20-0. St. Albert defeated Lawton Bronson 12-7. Also in action involving Western Iowa Conference baseball teams on Saturday, it was Thomas Jefferson over Missouri Valley 9-5. Lawton Bronson also beat Logan Magnolia by a 9-5 final. Well, Troy Kuhn hit an RBI double in the top of the ninth inning to give Ohio State the Big Ten Conference Tournament Championship with an 8-7 win over Iowa on Sunday. That tournament title is the first for the fourth-seeded Buckeyes since 2007, and they earned their first NCAA tournament appearance since 2009 with the league championship. Ohio State led 7-4 entering the bottom of the eighth inning before the Hawkeyes rallied to tie the game with 3 runs. However, Ronnie Dawson singled with 2 outs in the top of the ninth, and then Kuhn drove him home for the eventual game-winning run for the Buckeyes. Yanni Pavlopoulos earned the win with 1 1/3 scoreless innings of relief, while Josh Marching took the loss for the Hawkeyes. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Steven Strasburg improved to 9-0 by holding the Cardinals to a run and 6 hits over 6 innings in Washington's 10-2 trouncing of St. Louis yesterday. The Redbirds trailed just 3-2 until Anthony Rendon, Jason Worth, and Wilson Ramos homered over the Nationals' last 2 at-bats, helping Washington earn a split of that 4-game series. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was Milwaukee over Cincinnati 5-4. The Chicago Cubs beat Philadelphia 7-2. San Francisco beat Colorado 8-3. Arizona over San Diego 6-3. Miami beat Atlanta 7-3. And it was the Dodgers over the Mets by a 4-2 final. Over in the American League, the Royals took over first place in the American League Central, posting their second straight comeback win over the Chicago White Sox. One day after a 7-run ninth gave them an 8-7 victory, the Royals scored three times in the eighth inning to beat the Pale Hoes 5-4. Lorenzo Cain sparked the rally with a solo homer, and Brett Eibner tied it with a bases-loaded walk before Chesler Cuthbert singled home Gerard Dyson with the go-ahead run. Cain had two RBIs, and Eric Hosmer went 3-for-4 with an RBI to help the Royals win for the 10th time in their last 13 games. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, it was Boston over Toronto in 11 innings, 5-3. The Yankees beat Tampa Bay 2-1. Baltimore over Cleveland, 6-4. Houston beat the Angels in 13 innings, 8-6. Oakland down Detroit, 4-2. Minnesota beat Seattle, 5-4. In interleague play, it was Texas, 6-2 winners over the Pittsburgh Pirates. New Orleans Pelicans guard Bryce DeJean Jones was fatally shot Saturday after kicking down the door of what he mistakenly thought was his girlfriend's apartment in Dallas. His agent says DeJean Jones returned from a walk early Saturday and went to an apartment on the third floor, one floor below his girlfriend's. A Dallas police spokesman says that when DeJean Jones entered the wrong apartment and began kicking at the bedroom door, the man who lived there retrieved a handgun and fired. Of course, DeJean Jones, a former Iowa State standout. Well, if you hadn't heard of Alexander Rossi, you can read his name on the BorgWarner Trophy. The 24-year-old American entered the Indianapolis 500 as a long shot before he won the 100th running of the race. Rossi stretched his fuel to the finish before running out of gas after taking the checkered flag. The Californian earned a victory for Andretti Autosport by running the final 36 laps without a pit stop. Race leader Carlos Munoz was forced to pit with four laps to go for fuel, and that opened the door for Rossi. Munoz finished second, followed by Josef Newgarden, Tony Kanaan, and Charlie Kimball. Elio Castroneves was the last rookie to win the race. He did that in 2001. Martin Truex Jr. put together a dominant performance in winning the Coca-Cola 600, the longest race of the Sprint Cup season. Truex started from the pole and earned his first victory of the season by leading for a whopping 392 of 400 laps in that 600-mile race. He broke a 49-year-old race record for the most laps led, replacing the mark set by Jim Pascal in 1967. He also set a new NASCAR record by leading for 588 miles. Truex finished more than 2.5 seconds ahead of Kevin Harvick with Jimmy Johnson in third. The only time Truex gave up the lead was when he pitted and others stayed on the track. Johnson was the only other driver to lead for more than two laps. Denny Hamlin and Brad Keselowski rounded out the top five in that race yesterday. Well, Jordan Spieth shot a 5-under-par 65 to win the Dean and DeLuca Invitational at Colonial for the first victory in his home state of Texas. He closed with birdies on the final three holes for a 17-under total to finish three strokes ahead of Harris English, who shot a 66 on Sunday. It was the eighth career win for the world's number two-ranked player and came in his third tournament since blowing a five-stroke lead on the back nine at the Masters last month. Rocco Mediate shot a 5-under-par 66 to complete a wire-to-wire win at the Senior PGA Championship. Mediate finished with a 19-under-par 266 to set a tournament record for the low 72-hole total. He was three strokes better than two-time defending champion Colin Montgomery, who closed with a 67. That win is the first major title for Mediate and the third Tour Champions win. Mediate became the first to win the tourney after leading all four rounds since Jack Nicklaus did it in 1991. Bernard Langer tied for third at 13-under in a failed bid to become the first player to win all five PGA Tour Champions majors. Well, defending champ Stan Wawrinka has reached the quarterfinals of the French Open with a 7-6, 6-7, 6-3, and 6-2 win over Viktor Troicki. The third seed will next face Albert Ramos Vinulis, who upset eighth-seeded Milos Raonic 6-2, 6-4, and 6-4. Second-seeded Andy Murray ousted John Isner 7-6, 6-4, and 6-3. Isner's exit means that no American man has reached the quarterfinals since 2003. Unheralded American Shelby Rogers is through to her first Grand Slam quarterfinal after she picked up a straight sets victory. Fourth-seeded Garbine Muguruza also reached the quarterfinals with a victory. And we'll have to wait and see if there'll be any action today at the French Open. The weather isn't getting any better in Paris. Tarps are still on all the courts as drizzle keeps falling steadily. And the stadium announcer told spectators they'll have to keep on waiting as he says no match will start before 1 o'clock this afternoon local time. Monday's forecast is grim with rain expected for most of the day. Weather permitting, top-ranked Novak Djokovic will try to reach the quarterfinals for the 10th time against number 14 seed Roberto Bautista Agu. In the women's draw, both Williams sisters are set to be in action on court Philippe Chartier. Defending champion Serena Williams will be up against 18th seeded Elena Svitolina, while Venus will be facing last year's semifinalist Tamea Bachinski. That is a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.